Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the third perek of Maseches Megillah with perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. And then we're going to start the fourth perek of Maseches Megillah with perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav is going to continue our discussion of the various kriyas haToros, various leanings that take place on the various Yamim Tovim, says the Mishnah b'Chanukah b'Nesiim. And Chanukah, we read from the Psukim in Parshas Noso and Sefer Bamidbar, describing the various karbanas that were brought by the princes of each shevet when the Mizbeach was being dedicated. This is an appropriate reading for Chanukah, since Chanukah also celebrates the rededication of the Mizbeach. Continuing in the Mishnah, Bapurim Vayavo Amalek, and Purim read the Psukim that begins in Sefer Shemos of Vayavo Vayavo Amalek at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, which describes Amalek's attack on the Jewish people. It's certainly relevant to Purim when we celebrate the defeat of Haman, who was a descendant from Amalek. Baroshe Chadashim, Uvaroche Chachechem, and Rosh Chodesh, we read from Sefer Bamidbar, which describes the Psukim containing the words, and on your new moons, on Rosh Chodesh, which describes the carbonos that must be brought on Rosh Chodesh. B'ma'amados, B'maisa Bereishis, and at various Maimed Avodos, which we described previously. We read from the beginning of Maisa Bereshis, the beginning of the Torah. This was chosen for the Maimed services, because when we daven for the acceptance of the various public karbanos, ultimately heaven and earth exist in the merit of the karbanos. Batanios Brachos Ukolos, on fast days, we read the Psukim of the blessings and curses found in Sefer Vayikra. This set of Psukim, known as the Tochacha, describes the brachos that Hashem bestowed upon the Jewish people when we listen to what he has to say, when we listen to the mitzvos, and the curses that result when we fail to listen. It is read on fast days to inspire the Jewish people to do tshuva and to bring an end to all tragedies for which the fast was ultimately decreed. Continuing in the Mishnah, special halacha pertaining to the curses, Ein mafsikin baklos ela echad kori es hakol. You shouldn't have any separate aliyos for the curses. You should have one person reading all of the curses. Continuing in the Mishnahs, we learn the halachos of the Kriyas HaTorah on Monday, Thursday, and on Shabbos afternoon. Basheni v'chamishi b'Shabbat b'Mincha, on Monday, Thursday, and on Shabbos afternoon during Mincha, Korin Kesidron. We're going to read according to the regular order of the Parshias. So we're going to read part of the beginning part of that particular week's, or the coming week's Parsha. V'in olun lehen min ha-cheshbon. However, these readings do not count towards the required total of Kriyas HaTorahs. The part which we read on Monday and Thursday and at Mincha and Shabbos does not count toward the obligation to read the entire Torah. Rather, that part must be read again together with the rest of the Parsha on Shabbos morning. And we should just point out that it's really a Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama, which teaches us why we lay on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha. Really, Monday and Thursday in particular, is because you shouldn't go 3 days without learning. There's the pasuk says Vlamatsu, the Jews went 3 days Vlamatsu, and they didn't find water. The Gemara Baba Kama says in Ma'amel Torah. Really, when it says water, it's a metaphor representing Torah. So you have to make sure that there's always every few days there's more learning, there's more growth, there's more Torah, and that's why on Monday and Thursday we have Kriyas HaTorah as well. And now that we taught which psukim is read on which occasion, the Mishnah is going to conclude with the source of the general requirement to read from the Torah. Shnemar, as the pasuk tells us, Vayidaber Moshe Mo'adei Hashem b'nei Yisrael, as the pasuk tells us in Sefer Vayikra, Moshe spoke about the Yamim Tovim of Hashem to the Jewish people. Mitzvah san jiyu korin kol echad v'echad bizmano. The pasuk is coming to teach us that there is a special mitzvah to read each one of these sets of psukim about the Yom Tovim in its proper time. Each Yom Tovim's passage must be read on that particular Yom Tov. Continuing now as we read and learn Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Now that we discuss the various psukim, when they read in the various Yom Tovim and other occasions, now we're going to do with the specific halachos of reading of the Megillah, as we will see. It says the Mishnah, Koreis HaMegillah Omid V'yoshi, one who reads the Megillah may do so either standing or sitting. Kara Echad Kara'u Shnayim Yatsu, if one person read it aloud for everyone, or if two people read it aloud for everyone at the same time, they have fulfilled their obligation with those readings. Now a law about the bracha recited after Kriyas HaMegillah, the bracha of Harav Eshuveinu, Makom Shinagu Levarach Yivarach, in a place where they observe the custom to recite the bracha after reading the Megillah, then you should recite it. V'lashalol Levarach, v'lo Yivarach. And in a place where the minog is not to recite the bracha, one does not need to recite the bracha. And now we're going to deal with the halachas of Kriyas Torah in general. Bashini v'chamishi b'shabbos b'mincha korin shlosha, on Monday and Thursday, and on Shabbos mincha, where there are going to be three people that are called to the Torah. Ein pochazin v'ein mosifin aleihem. You can't have fewer than three people reading, and you can't have more than three. V'ein haftirim b'navi. There's no haftorah as well on Monday, Thursday, or at Shabbos mincha. Hapasech v'achosim b'torah mevarach lefanav l'acharel. And the one who begins the Kriyas HaTorah and the one who ends it is going to make the bracha both before it and after. I mean, the first person is going to make the bracha of Asher Bacharvanu Mikol HaAmim, and then the concluding person is going to make the bracha of Asher Nasan Lanu Torah's MS after he has finished. And then the second person reading does not say either bracha, that although it is divided into sections, the entire Torah reading is a single mitzvah. Therefore, it is enough, says the Meiri, to make only one bracha before the entire Kriyas HaTorah and one after the entire Kriyas HaTorah. However, as the Bar Tinora points out, after the times of the Mishnah, it became common for people to arrive in the shul after the Torah reading had begun, or to leave before it had ended, and therefore the Chachamim were concerned that such people, not having heard both brachos, would mistakenly assume that the Torah could be read without one or without the other of the brachos. Therefore, it became the minhag for every person who's called up to the Torah to say both the brachos, both the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu and the bracha of Asher Nasan Lanu. Have a great day.